The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you're doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you've decided to do that do with me. I want to say some things right out of the way. I love you all so much, right, that I actually was all the way in the parking lot yesterday before I realized that the white straw had given me the day off. I was taken aback, actually. I thought when I read the email said that we were going to be off every other day. This is kind of what happens when your brain feels like it already know what the email will say. And so you don't read the whole email. And yeah, I got dressed, bathed and everything. And if you know something about people out of the inner city, I'm an inner city child. We don't like to waste the baths, right? So technically, I had to go and find things to do yesterday because I had already taken a bath and I wasn't about to go back home after I bathed because that's against inner city protocol. Inner city protocol suggests that if you bathe, you have to now do something. Other than that, you're wasting this bath, right? That's what they told me when I was growing up as a boy. So I'm so happy to be here today because I don't know what I would do today if I didn't have you all to come and talk to and talk with. There are some things that are happening. You know, all throughout the month of December, I've been doing orange people. People that have things that are not skills, things that are not formal education, but things that are the things that they do that nobody else can do, and that's why they ought to be paid when they do it, right? And it's the orange economy, the economy that is arts and culture and entertainment. And it looks like so many things. There are writers, there are playwrights, there are infocasters, there are songwriters, there are singers, musicians. There's so many people that make up the orange economy. So that's what we're doing. As the month of December continues, I have an amazing guest this morning. But for her one transgression, I find her to be a saved woman. there are some other things that are happening in the world, though. Believe it or not, Mia Mottley's going to an election 18 months before the due date. She's widely renowned in the world. Joe Biden loves her. Everyone at Glasgow loved her. Barack Obama loved her. Queen Elizabeth loves her. Everyone loves Mia Mottley. However, my intelligence on the ground suggests to me that the people of Barbados are not as keen towards her stardom as the entire world is. They are not as infected with her infectious personality and style. And so while she may be the people's prime minister, as far as the Caribbean is concerned, I'm not sure if she's going to survive the blast there in Barbados come the 19th of January. And that is the shortest run towards an election I've ever witnessed. But she does have some things going in her favor. She has a 21-9 majority in the House of Assembly. You remember they won every single seat in the election. And she had to appoint the opposition. We're going to see what happens. Notably, for you that care about this kind of stuff, she's going to be contending for the prime ministership against another female, whose name I do not know at this present time. Right? Because she ain't Mia Mottley. And if she was anybody special, she would name Mia Mottley. And since she don't name Mia Mottley, I don't know her name. But that's going to happen. I'm going to watch that. My bet is still on Mia, right? But I will also say this. These are the kind of things that give conspiracy theorists proper ground to take root in, right? Because here's the two things I know about Negroes. Negroes don't give up power and they don't give up influence. And it is just suspicious to me that every country in the Caribbean led by a black person has gone to an election months before the time. Is there a superpower somewhere in the world advising these black leaders that they ought to not hold on to power and that they ought to, in order for the sake of funding or whatever else, go towards these elections? Because I still can't believe Hubert Minnis did it, right? Prime Minister Rowley did it, or Prime Minister Rowley did it. What is the tall guy out of Jamaica? He did it, Andrew Holness. And you see, he's having issues with his cabinet now, which is interesting because among them is his wife, who is a member of parliament. And so all of these things are happening in the Caribbean. This is a wonderful time for all of you political juggernauts that sit at home and salivate over this kind of stuff. So I'm just letting you know that I'm still very much in the loop. I don't want you all to feel like I go on home and go on sleep. I talk to orange people because I want to talk to them, right? And that's what we'll be doing the whole month of December. I also know about the cruise ship tanker. Let me send a special shout out to my good friend and definitely a wonderful resource to have, Captain Glenn Bain, who the minute the information became known, informed me of the crash at sea. And I want to say, I don't know how people in that area of the sea with that kind of equipment, I don't know how they're not dead people. But for whatever it is worth, right, if you believe in God, then this must be one of those times when the will of God just wasn't for man to die. Because I am telling you that if you have any kind of sinking anywhere out there where those people were, people typically die. And so the fact that no one is dead is an amazing, amazing thing. We wait to see what the government of the Bahamas has to say. They have all been very quiet about it. And again, Jobeck Obi-Davis, Minister of Transport and Housing, has a mammoth ministry. I trust she will get to it in due course. Of course, the Minister of the Environment, I don't know. We'll see if he's up to the task to get, you know, get it behind him. Anyway, that's enough. That's enough of that. I'm here with the inimitable Kennedy Campbell. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well, sir. How are you?
I feel great. I feel great. I'm sorry you had to sit through that whole opening salvo, but I miss them. I feel like they miss me. I want to talk to them.
The people misses is you.
Oh, yeah.
Misses.
So listen, you have been dabbling. You've dabbled in creativity, right? Like you have created product, right? Things for people to consume. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I tell people is a lot of people that have talent don't ever really recognize that what it is that they do that they consider normal is a talent. Like when you speak, you actually create content. Like you could actually say the ABCs and it would be content, right?
Yes.
Right. That is a talent.
Yes.
You've not been to a school for that. You don't have any tertiary level of education for it. There's no way for you to actually document how good you are at it. What you do know is that when you open your mouth, product comes out of it.
Right.
How difficult is it for people that have that kind of talent, for people that have that kind of voice, that can do phone recordings? Because everyone can't do a phone recording. I couldn't do a phone recording. I cringe when I hear myself on drops, right? but you have been the voice that people have listened to in the airport. And just for the people that don't know, do the little drop for them.
Welcome to the islands of the Bahamas.
Yes, that's Kendanique, right? And so people hear it. They enjoy it. They're like, oh, that's a nice voice. And how do people like you, though, get that voice in places where people that pay for that kind of stuff or where people that need to be paying for that kind of stuff actually do it?
Well, what happened, Leanne, it was actually a fluke, right? I was at the Ministry of Tourism. I had been at the Ministry of Tourism for some 18 plus years. Mm-hmm. And at that particular time, Obadiah Hercules Wilchcombe mm-hmm. was the Minister of Tourism. Mm-hmm. And I was responsible for communications in the events department.
Okay.
And so as a result of that, I would host the Junkanoo Summer Festival parades. And so, of course, anyone that knows me knows that I am an avid junkanooer. I am a culturist. Mm-hmm. And when the Saxon superstars would traverse the boulevard, as we would say, I would say, welcome to Junkanoo Summer Festival mm-hmm. and welcome to the islands of the Bahamas. And of course, because of the fact that we had tourists and natives alike, mm-hmm. and not just because you see blackface, you think, okay, they're a native,
right.
because we have races
right.
and different socio-economical backgrounds that visit the islands of the mm-hmm. Bahamas. And so as a result of that, I was asked to do some recordings, whether they be for television, radio, or film. I would have also done some work with Peace FM.
Okay.
In terms of doing different drops and things of that nature, but it's a commodity that I think I was just inherently born with.
Right.
I would have gone off to college, and I pledged Delta Sigma Theta, graduated cum laude. I just did a recent master's degree in hospitality management, and I recently completed my project management certification from the University of the West Indies on mm-hmm. Tuesday of this week. And so those
are you types busy?
Of, pardon?
You busy.
Yeah, sort of busy. But even with those types of things, the raw born talent that you innately have, mm-hmm. it speaks volumes, because you can have all of the educational background in the world, mm-hmm. if you don't have the talent and the know-how to match that,
right.
in some instances it doesn't work. But in terms of monetizing the creativity or monetizing my ability, I think most persons in the orange economy that are in New Providence mm-hmm. or in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily always match, because you can give someone a price of $400 for a drop, for mm-hmm. a 30-second drop, or you can give them a price of $600, and they say, all of that? Yes, it is all of that, because right. this is something that's going to help you sell your business.
Right.
This is going to be something that you have in longevity that is going to enable you to generate sales.
Right, and Shaquila can't just walk in here and do this.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, not everybody could do this.
No.
It isn't something that you could just do. Like, I mean, and that's kind of like tongue-in-cheek when you say it, right? Because when Kendanique does it, Kendanique just does it.
Right.
But that's because it's Kendanique's thing, right? Like only she can do that. It's her magic.
I feel like it's innately my thing.
Right.
And I feel as if, though, at the end of the day, it comes, I think, too, with the love of what it is that you're creating, mm-hmm. or the love of what it is that you're trying to manipulate people to purchase. Mm-hmm. Because whether you believe it or not, if you don't love something, you can't really speak to it. Mm-hmm. So if it's culture, or if it's arts, and if it's a movie, or if it's motherhood, or if it's religion and things that excite you, you speak to it, or you put on a falsetto. Mm-hmm. But for some things that are authentically in me, mm-hmm. it has a tendency to just pour out.
Mm. Okay, so how difficult is discovering? Because you talk about the fluke that discovered you, right? Mm-hmm. There are people that will not get an opportunity to announce a Junkanoo. Do you know, this is a sidebar conversation. Do you know the reason why I'm never, like, rushing Junkanoo?
Why?
I know how you do it. Like, what do you do? Do you, like, just show up to the shack with your drum and just wait till the line start and go...
No, it doesn't go...
Right, see? So I don't really know how you get in a Junkanoo group. All I know is I happen to be a Valley boy, right? Listen, because I don't know what else is there to be on Bay Street. When I was a boy, Valley boys would come to Rawson Square, and when they leave, they would take up the tile with them. And I said to myself, certainly, I had to be that. I had to be. I was baptized by the fire of the Valley boys. But let's digress from that.
What do I say to that?
You say yes and amen. That's it.
Okay, I leave it.
Yes and amen. Okay.
I leave it.
So, because I don't even know how people have become Saxons, right?
That is something that's born into
which
you.
Is interesting.
We are the people. We are the people.
Okay, I guess. So you happen to have had an opportunity to put your talent in a place where someone like Obadiah Hercules Wilchcombe could discover it. But how do people that are not the Kennedy Campbells, how are people that do not know Obadiah Wilchcombe, how do people who aren't a part of the Ministry of Tourism and through a fluke are having their voices discovered, right? Because not everyone can talk into a microphone. That is a simple... I tell people, when people say, you know, I hate these churches because these pastors, all they want to do is get up in there and preach. And I say to them, you go up there and preach a 45-minute sermon. I guarantee you at the end of that sermon, you want someone to throw some offering for you. Because not everyone could do this.
Not everyone can do it. But
right.
It's. I think what it is, actually, it's a field. It's a conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
And persons that are in the field always say, well, listen... It's a connection.
Okay.
So you have persons that are in media, that are in broadcasting. And I think the good thing also for me was that when I started my matriculation into the media or into journalism world, I started here at the Nassau Guardian when Kenneth Francis was the managing director at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Francis had the opportunity to let me work in different sections of the Nassau Guardian. So I would have been here when you had downstairs where Anita Thosit
mm-hmm.
was not at display advertising.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally the newsroom where Matt Mora, Lindsay, Karen, Tanya, that's where Hadassah, that's where we all started.
Mm-hmm.
And so it manifested into something different. And so, of course, the Guardian is what it is today.
Right.
But I started in the trenches. I started taking notes. I started following Matt Moore around. I started going on the beat to House of Assembly and listening to what was said and perfecting my writing skills when I would come home for the summer, because at that time I was in university. Mm-hmm. And so I would come home for the summers. And I started there. And so you just have an opportunity to know those types of people in that particular area. So for somebody that's coming in that hears your voice, or somebody that's coming in that doesn't necessarily know how to get into the market, the best thing for them to do is to look for a media house. You find the media house, you find the persons that are on the radio, the disc jockeys, the announcers, and you go to them and you say, listen, or you drop a tape, you send them a voice note, you send them an IG, you send them a Facebook, and you listen, I would like to get in, and this is how my voice sounds. What can you do? But it's more than that. It has a lot to do with your diction, your tone, your reflex, how you pronounce words. Mm-hmm. It is extremely important, because whether you believe it or not, our vernacular has a tendency to put us in an odd space.
Sure.
Like if you ever hear the TikTok announcer, and she says, this is the TikTok, and we are it. Like, it sounds very mm-hmm. automated. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to genuflect your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes with diction and tone, and it works itself out.
Mm. So what I hear you saying is basically you've got access, or accessibility isn't exactly the easiest thing around you.
It
You're
isn't.
Saying that you gotta figure out a way to hitch yourself to something.
You have
But
to.
That's not easy for everybody, because I can tell you, right, like, one of the things that always fascinates me is when people reach out to me in social media and I answer them back, like, because my phone is right in my hand, right? Like, I don't understand why it would take me an hour to respond. But people are like, oh my God, that was quick. Or, is this actually you? Yes, it is actually me. Do you want me to tap dance or something? But there are people that are not as accessible as a Levin Miller or as a Kendanik, you know what I mean? Like, some of these people actually have buffers you got to go through to get to them. Like, you know, they celebrities, I guess. So they have people that manage them. And so what you're saying, Kendanik, sounds easy. It may be easy for a Kendanik, but what about, I like to call Pookie Dem out of the Grove, right? They don't know nobody. What Pookie does know is Pookie got a voice that only him one in the family got.
Yes.
And people tell him all the time, man, what you doing with this voice? Nothing. Pookie just sit on the block, because that's all Pookie could do.
Yes.
How does Pookie break through? Like, because they probably won't even let him in the Guardian, right? They probably won't let him in. And for whatever it's worth, stereotypes exist. So mm-hmm. people can't help themselves. People have pride and prejudices, right? What do people like that do? Or what is your recommendation to people like that, sitting at home with a voice, with some talent that I can't figure out? How do those people get in?
My thing would be, there are social media platforms that you can utilize in order to get your voice out, in order to get your word out. Who knew of Sawyer Boy before social media? Who knew about the different comedic characters that we have before social media? Mm-hmm. It was capsulated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an innate need to want to do something,
mm-hmm.
you find a way. And a lot of times when people talk about, oh, well, I sent him a message and they didn't reply, I think we have to be in a call and receive type of situation, because it's not all the time that you can just say, oh, well, you know, I'm above that, or I just can't be accessible. If you send things out into the world, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's reciprocity. You know, you have to be able to give and receive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just hold on to things, because neither of I will be here forever.
Correct.
Right. And I have a daughter. And so I would want someone to remember, hey, you know, I needed an opportunity, and your mom or your grandmother, your grandfather, they assisted me.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would look at her in the same light and give her that same opportunity. Mm-hmm. So utilize social media, utilize Instagram, utilize YouTube, utilize Facebook. Get your story out. Make sure that you're seen. You have a group of friends. Make sure that your friends push your video, push your voice. Just get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or the other, you will be noticed,
mm-hmm.
and you catch the air of someone else. Like, when I sit in for Juan, I've known Juan in a professional arena for many, many years. But what made Juan think, oh, she could host the show?
Right.
Because he would have seen my ability. But he wouldn't have been watching me over, like, 1 or 2 days. It would have been over a period of time.
Right.
And something clicked to him and said, you know what? Let me get Casey to do my show for
right.
me. So If you're constantly.
Oh, so y'all got like pet names. Yeah, I don't get to call it
Casey. Yeah, well, they say my name too long.
I don't get to call it Casey.
They say my name too long.
You see what happens when you're light skinned? You see what happens when you're a light skinned celebrity? You get to call people Casey
you
and all kind of.
Too, but they get that.
I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
It is a
I'm big on being first.
You want to be first?
Yeah.
I'm
big on being first.
I am so sorry.
So there you have it. I guess we could just let Juan keep it. Just let Juan have it. So, okay. All right. So there are people like you, right? There is one other person that comes to my mind. I don't know if you know her. Keyshawn Fowler. She did some time over at ZNS.
Again,
the girl could say the ABCs, and it sounds like something you want to listen to.
Rani Mumi, yes.
Can't sing.
No,
right? Like, with a loaded gun to her head, couldn't sing.
No.
But has her speaking voice is phenomenal.
It is.
And like, I'm in media, right? So I'm used to hearing media voices. But even in our social times, I say to her, why do you sound like this? Like, why do you always sound like an infomercial, right?
She does.
And she says, I sound pretty regular to me. Like, I don't even know that it's happening to me, right? When did you realize that you had a voice? Because I can tell you, people say to me all the time, you should do stand-up comedy. You're hilarious. I'm not hilarious. I'm deathly serious.
But
I don't know why you people
comedy,
are laughing at me, right?
But we're serious.
Yeah. But so, how did you discover that, wait a minute, my voice is something that is special and I could actually use this for some special stuff?
I had a teacher at Xavier's and his name was Mr. Johnson. He was my music teacher. Mm-hmm. And he said, and he was Jamaican, and he always used to say to me, little girl, you have a voice, you must use it. Mm-hmm. And I never paid attention to Mr. Johnson. And then I went to St. Augustine's, and I went to St. John's, and I met Tinkle Hanna.
Okay.
And Tinkle Hanna, of course, is another music instructor, renowned. And Mr. Hanna said, Kendanique, you have to use your voice. Mm-hmm. It is a God-given talent. And we were having a Christmas production, and my principal was Arlene Nash Ferguson.
Okay.
And he said, Arlene, well, Mrs. Ferguson at the time, still at this very present date, I think we should let her use an opportunity and let her orate the actual Christmas program and let her do a medley in the Christmas program. And so we did that. I think we did another talent competition. I won the talent competition. But it was only under the tutelage of Mr. Hanna that I realized that I had this gift. And then further on into the matriculation, I would have gone on to work in Atlanta. I was working at CNN while I was doing my degree. And so I knew that I had the voice then. So I would do small drops for like Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to...
You did small drops for Johnson & Johnson. I appreciate the humility. I just did small drops.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You know, little companies, Johnson & Johnson.
I didn't know what it was. And that happened by accident too. What happens is when you have a dub and you send it in for auto-tuning for the larger networks, sometimes there's a delay in when the mouth moves mm-hmm. and when the voice comes up. Mm-hmm. And so at that particular time, I think it may have been like a powder something, and I just did the voiceover for it, and it just happened. I just happened to be the only person in the dub room that night, mm-hmm. and so traffic was full. They didn't have anybody else, so they said, "Hey, you student, you do it," because it was really for me to get my assistance program so that I could have the credits added to mm-hmm. To my time. And so they said, "Hey, she's a college student. Let her do it. Let her try it." And they probably gave me like $700. I was still working at McDonald's doing. I was the
fry
girl.
30-second drop.
Yeah, and
let me tell you something now. When you call me for 30 seconds drop, I'm using Casey. I'm using Casey's rate sheet. I'm telling you that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, but I didn't know any. I didn't know any better. I didn't know what it was. And then as time moved on, and like I said, at the Ministry of Tourism, Minister Wilchcombe at the time, he said, "Listen, you have a voice. You have talent, and we are going to utilize this. We don't need to go outhouse. We have someone right here that can do it for us." Mm. And that's the same thing that has happened with many of opportunities that I've had. It's just been someone was able to see me. I was in the right place at the right time, and I was able to transform and make something of it.
Now, interestingly, you continue to talk about being in the right place, what Bahamians would call happenstance, right? Mm-hmm. And this administration has come to power largely campaigning on the power of the orange economy. And I often say to them, you know, like, it is cute to have trigger words, orange economy. Yay, people feel good, right? It's like Mufasa. Ooh, right? People feel good.
Yes.
And unless we are able to formalize or create a formula that drives people in a direction where people says, well, listen, if I want to do, if I believe that I have a voice, if I believe that my voice does things to people, if I believe that I have a voice that is marketable for whatever the reason, then I know that I can go to the Department of Culture. The Department of Culture has a, I don't know, a studio somewhere, a mock studio where people like me come in, do whatever it is that we need to do. Maybe there's a director of orange people, right?
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think something like that is to finding, discovering, and actually being able to, one, compartmentalize our talent, and then two, monetize the talent so that, one, the talent receives good pay for it, but two, the Bahamas government, the people of the Bahamas, get to use that as a natural resource, right? Because you could use it for any number of things. I mean, we have any number of celebrities that come here and use this island in particular, as a playground. Why are we not having Bahamian voices on their drops? Why are we not having Bahamian voices on their albums, on their, not in the singing or anything, but there are people with the kind of voices that could actually branch into the international market that we could negotiate these things. When these people come here, you say, listen, we can give you two free nights in any one of these $20,000 suites you want to stay in. We can hear Kendanique. When DJ Khaled say, we the best, Kendanique repeat after him and say, yeah, he's the best.
Right.
Boom. And like, now Kendanique is international.
Or like when they there's this video going out, what's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Yeah.
Like you hear it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you have to genuflect and you have to get your voice ready. But DJ Khaled is like it's like a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have the opportunity to do the very same thing. But you spoke about there probably being a situation at the Ministry of Education or wherever that you go into the room and you make your drops and you do these different things. And that's all well and good. I had an opportunity, and I think it was just by the luck of being around media people or people just knowing the fact that I bring this energy when we are talking about Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, when we did not have a parade, they aired all clips of mm-hmm. past parades, the best two out of whatever you wanted to do for Christmas.
Those were the ones that the Valley Boys won?
No, y'all didn't win nothing.
Hold on a sec.
Y'all didn't win nothing. Let's get that clear.
Go on.
All right.
I can let you get it.
We swept both.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
You mean the two y'all robbed?
No. There's no robbery.
Oh,
there's no robbery.
Go on.
Okay. So in that regard, I was asked to commentate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have done the same for cable when they have the Junkanoo and Eleuthera. I'm the sole host on the stage,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you have a group of seven different groups coming up the boulevard, having commentary, making sure it's exciting so that people can tune in. This is Island Junkanoo. And then when you talk about youth sports and culture and making sure that, you know, you're monetized and using your voice, it's, again, it's what is inherently in you. Like, I could go to the National Stadium and I can say, we have the Green Bay Packers on the 40-yard line. I mean, what is exciting to you?
Mm-hmm.
This is a voice that can catapult us into somewhere else. There's nowhere else in the world that you can go and you can hear in an airport that has millions of tourists traveling in and out, to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
Or even when at that time when I was at the Ministry of Tourism and I worked for the port industry, because we, you know, we're responsible mm-hmm. for the second port of entry, which of course is the cruise port. And you hear, welcome to the islands of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Where else do you get that?
Right.
The inflection, the tone,
mm-hmm.
the tonality of it all makes you excited. It's like, oh, I like this. I need to hear what's really how I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
So you would hope that with this government and with the inflection of the orange economy, which changes daily,
mm-hmm.
Because it's entertainment, it's persons that are in culture, it's persons that need the landscape to know what orange economy is all about, and it's an ever changing situation. They need people like us in order to get their businesses to where it needs to be, whether it be a marketing plan, whether it be a social media plan, whatever it is, you need the voices in order to drive people in.
What do you say to people? We got to take a break. But what do you say to people who have to pay for talent, right? Because a lot of times people call talent, right? And they say, well, I need you to do this thing for me. You say, fine, no problem. I'll send an invoice over. You send the invoice. They say, what? And you said, yeah, that's the price. And they start saying, Mama Jesus, why does it gotta cost this? Well, you've been to any school for this? No. No, I haven't been to no school for this. Well, what I do know is that if you get another guy here to do exactly what it is that you want me to do, this will not turn out this way. It's as simple as that, right?
It is simple as that.
What do you say to those people who actually have to fund the orange economy? How do you convince them that there is value in paying for talent that does what the talent does?
You see it in your ROI. You see it in your return on your investment. You cannot expect to draw in. We have 380,000 people that live in New Providence. You cannot expect to draw in at least 80% of your GDP if you're only wanting to pay me $200. I will not work for $200. My voice is worth more than that. Mm-hmm. And my thing about it is, you can't amortize or you can't monetize what I'm saying to you, mm-hmm. then we have a small issue.
Right.
And I'm not saying that my price is unreasonable or that anyone's prices are unreasonable, whether it be Keyshawn, whether it be Stacy, whether it be whomever, mm-hmm. but you have to pay for service.
Right.
And you cannot say that, oh, that's not worth it, because this is a commodity that you do not have.
Right. And this ain't like spaghetti. You can't just go and pick up another can of this. No, only me one got this.
Not at all. And then when you really sit down and think about it, right? And this is just being very practical. Both of my parents were inner city children, mm-hmm. and my parents made sure that I went to private school. They mm-hmm. made sure that I went to university. My mother said, I send you for a BA, not mm-hmm. a BY.
Mm-hmm.
So come back home with what I send you for.
Mm-hmm.
So when my parents struggle to make sure that I have what I need to have, there's no way I'm going to let anybody Jew me down. You know, I need you to understand that.
That's good Bahamian vernacular, getting Jew down.
I don't want you to try to Jew me down. Yeah. I want you to understand that I'm bringing life to your situation.
Yeah.
And that's not tooting my own horn, and that's not me being boastful.
No, but you know who you are. You know what you can create. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's even when I think about DJs, right? Like, I think about people like another ghetto youth. DJ Chronic. Like, I don't care. I don't care if Chronic play in a cave. I'm coming.
Or Extra Large.
Yeah. Or the Tanker, right? Because he's from Prince William.
Okay.
I don't care if he play in a... Tank could be playing under a rock. I come in because I know the talent. And yeah, all he doing is spinning discs. Like, I could literally do that in my car. But the fella has a talent that obviously only him one possesses.
And they draw the crowd.
That's why it costs what it costs.
Right.
You can't go, this ain't tomato soup. You can't just go pick this up.
No.
You have to come to me because I'm the only person that has it. It's my talent. And I think that is something that we got to get people to appreciate.
But how do we get people to appreciate it? Because they see you as, oh, I could get anybody to, but can you?
You can't.
Will they?
You can't. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. All right, let's take a break. Don't go anywhere. 323-623-2325-4316-325. They say I say it too fast. 4259. I don't know if I can say it slower than that. You can text me. 422-4796. She said I could call her Casey. Even though I light skin and have Sophia, I can get her to call her Casey today. She's with me. We'll be right back after the break.
Here we go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There's no reason to skip holiday traditions this year once you know the facts about COVID-19 vaccines. These vaccines are safe and effective at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. They've been placed through rigorous clinical trials and are used in countries throughout the world. Data confirms that vaccines can also provide protection against variants of the virus, including the Delta strain. COVID-19 vaccines help to protect you by teaching your body how to fight the virus. Without the vaccine, you and your family may be at risk of serious lifelong complications from a COVID-19 infection. By being vaccinated, you can remove regret and fear that someone you love will be impacted or die from COVID-19.
Merry Christmas to you.
persons wishing to be vaccinated should visit the website vax.gov.bs. The Ministry of Health and Wellness also encourages persons to pay attention to announcements on when a pop-up vaccination center will be hosted near you. This message is brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority. The Public Hospitals Authority, working together for best quality healthcare.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Happened. Is this? I tell you, these light-skinned people, I don't understand them. I bring this woman on the show. Next thing I know, Jungle Music playing in my headset. I didn't even know we was back off the break. I thought this was a new commercial. I said, but I don't hear any voices in this
but
commercial.
But you do know that Kermit is also a Roman Catholic, and I know Kermit long time.
He's a Catholic.
Yes. He serves on the altar.
We skeptical about the Catholics. We just letting them be in charge because they've been around long.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm Church of God, right? And as far as I was aware, we was the only good church.
You don't strike me as Church of God.
Oh, hallelujah. All I am is Church of God.
So you used to be dancing in the People's Church?
Man, you don't hear me.
Well, you know, the 8:30 Mass at St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral, we have a drum.
Yeah.
So when the drum lick off,
yeah,
that's it.
The spirit is moved.
Well, I'm also in the choir.
Oh yeah?
And so at some point in time, my shoes come off too.
Oh, yeah? That's big stuff. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Call me on any one of those numbers if you want to talk. 422-4796. You can text me on that. This is this great show as usual. Question, how much people you had to cuss out this Christmas for bad driving? And to which one was better on the table, the ham or the turkey? I loved ham when I was a younger man. As an older man, not so much. I prefer turkey these days. And it's because it goes better with crab salad. I will eat crab salad from anyone. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Crab salad, I'll put it on the plate. But yeah, so, and I didn't do much cussing this Christmas because it was Jesus' birthday. So I take a break for Jesus' birthday. This just says, you talk about fine voice, that's a fine gal. Now see, y'all don't sound like y'all. See, this is how I know y'all people in your church of God. I'm suspicious of y'all. Happy New Year, Mr. Miller. Good show. Miss Campbell has a gifted voice. Cum laude, college graduate, and went to Jesus, and she been the sack.
Yes.
You know what? I am beginning to look at you through a different set of lens. You know? You know, you can't be a Saxon and a Saka. I only know one other person, and I don't know how I feel about them.
I'm also a giant. I graduated from St. John's.
So they wash that sack off of you.
Yeah, they washed it right off.
Hallelujah. This year is a sure and secure, dynamic, and winning combination. I guess. We'll let you have it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. You can call me on any one of those. Morning, Miss Campbell Moss. You had an uncle back in the day who could... What does it say? Get out of his bed and announce baseball, softball, basketball games.
Wendell Johnson.
I think this is in the 80s. Gregory Campbell.
Gregory. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for people that don't think voices are important, right? Because I oftentimes hear people say, well, you make it sound like you're doing something. Could you imagine watching basketball without an announcer?
How boring would it be?
Yeah. You're just seeing someone watch football without an announcer.
Yes. Yes.
Watch boxing without an announcer.
Can happen.
The world is as exciting as it is because somebody with a voice
is orating the event.
Yeah, and they are, And not everyone in this stadium of 50,000 people could do what it is that he does.
Do you know when I crossed, I pledged Delta Sigma Theta, and my line name is actually the Aura Theta.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are like, listen, nobody was able to bring the gravity of what you brought on a weekly basis. And pledging is a very grueling process.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to stick together, as you may or may not know.
Mm-hmm.
But certain things have a tendency to stick with you. Sometimes people know you for your speaking ability.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people know you for your smile, or they know you for your grace or your elegance. Or if someone says, listen, that person did X, Y, and Z, it's quite good a possibility that, yeah, they actually did do that.
Yeah.
Because it's what sells you. It's your brand.
Right.
And literally, you have to be able to sell your brand. That's why I branded me.
Yeah,
I got a brand.
And voices are important. It's like Ric Flair.
Yes.
Like, could you imagine if Ric Flair didn't have the flair? It wouldn't be the same,
no.
Right? It wouldn't be the same. You listen to Tony Schiavone and all these people on the sidelines announcing, and that is what made entertainment even more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you came here for the wrestling, but what if the guy never says, oh my God, it's the Undertaker. It's the Undertaker. That is the thing that kind of drove you to the level of suspense that where you wanted to be a part of the
event. It drives people in.
Yeah.
But it's not even only the voice. You know, sometimes it has to be the antics behind it, because sometimes people are excitable by what it is that you bring to the table.
Of course.
I got a message last night from a friend of mine. And I knew that I had done this interview for ZNS yesterday, but in doing it, I didn't have an opportunity to watch the news because I was at another event. And so the person messaged me and said, listen, you could sell ice to Eskimo. Like, you made it seem as if though the Saxons were literally on the boulevard last night on the news.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, that is what it is. But it's not only for my group. It is for the Valley Boys. It is for one family.
You mean for the group? Uh-huh. Go on.
Please don't do it today. Mm-hmm. It's for Genesis. It's for the music makers. It's just inherently because of the love of what I see.
Yeah. You know, when the Valley Boys come back, we can start announcing John Ganu, like how Gladys Knight and the Pips used to be.
Yeah.
So it could be the Valley Boys and these groups.
Well, I want you all to pay you all fine and exhibit on Shirley Street first.
Oh,
and then
Lord,
go there.
Oh, let's not bore ourselves with the details. Yeah,
one thing, but y'all know the details.
Let's not bore ourselves with the details. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next line. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Good morning, Mr. Mem. How you doing?
Hey, Sparky.
Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
Hope you had fun over the holidays.
I tried,
but I didn't get your topic. I was outside the yard. I wanted to ask a question because something confused me. Is Mr. Pintar still the leader of the FNN?
Yeah, Sparky, but now what are you talking about? I talking about orange people in the orange economy. I too was fascinated. Just so you all know, the only thing, do you know I don't watch TV? Is that unusual? I don't watch TV. Like, I don't fill my head up with mindless nothingness. Right? I definitely couldn't watch like what do they call it? Network TV, definitely couldn't do that, right? Like, Housewives or anything, I can't fool with. But, yes, so I saw Up From the Grave, Hubert Minnis has a rose. I don't know how come the fella like talking to mics and cameras so much these days, Baki, but he been the sack. That's all I could say. I really can't say nothing else. And he's tall. Let's just leave it as that. Hopefully, eventually, he goes away and we could all just forget that he was once Prime Minister of the Commonwealth. All right, this one here says, Justin Gatlin was one of the fastest men in the world. His cockiness, however, took away from the awesomeness of his talent. Humility enhances talent. Usain Bolt doesn't have to constantly remind everybody that he is fast. And you think Usain Bolt isn't... But do you know the difference? I tell them this, Kennedy. The difference between cockiness and confidence is the ability to deliver.
The delivery.
Yeah, the ability. I am...
Delivery.
Do you know who I am? I am Levin Miller. And I guarantee you, I take my Bible very literally, right? You know that they say that there's power in the name of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And I was made in the image and likeness of God. So there must be power in the name of Levin.
Has to be.
Yeah.
There must be.
I say to people all the time, and they think I joke when I say this, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in Levin also. And I don't joke when I say this. And it's because I believe in my ability to deliver. It's very simple as that.
But
me,
if you don't believe in you, who will?
Me, Hubert Ingham, and Domino's Pizza. We just deliver. I guarantee it. Purity is surety.
It has to come from you.
Yeah.
It has to come from
you. Yeah.
And the Bible also says that your talent will make room for you.
And put you in the room amongst great men. Yeah? Is this another call? Let's take the call. Good morning, call. You're on.
Mr. Mello.
Hey, what's up?
Man, look here. Reckless, despicable. Okay? They need to put a leash on that man. Okay? He is no longer leader. Kalani needs to do his duty and sit there and apologize straight over.
Well, I hope they get to him soon. I really do hope they get to him. But again, he's tall, right? And I have a soft spot in my heart for tall people. Let's take another call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly, there? I can't hear it. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I just wanted to call and send a shout out to Ken Danique.
Okay.
Girl, you make me so proud. I'm a proud soccer Levine, just her. She could afford to own the St. John's. She was a true soccer.
St. John's ain't had enough water to wash that off.
You understand.
I with you. I with you on it.
Just to be clear on that, but Ken Danique, this is Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle.
Yes, girl. So I'm just sending some love out to you and encouraging you because I'm listening. I'm loving what I'm hearing. And you rock, girl.
Thank you so much, y'all. It was a pleasure seeing you last week as well. Thank you so much.
Yes, mm-hmm. You too.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Well, see, this is what happened in your big time. The show name, Unleash Your Leaving Miller. But they love Kennedy. I don't know what's happening here. 323-623-2352-541-632-54259. Do you have any projects that are coming up? You have anything you're planning on working on? Like, are you mentoring anybody? Because I also think that is very important in the orange economy. I don't know if, because you alluded to it earlier in the show, that there were people that kind of just let you pinch it or that kind of just let you hitch your wagon to them and follow them around. The difficulty with that is life is expensive now. And so back in the days when you were in the newsroom with the Hadassah Halls, with the
Matt Morris
and those, you know, at least they could pay for your lunch here and there. You wasn't starving. Today, life is a bit more costly. You know, I tell people all the time, I wish I had children earlier, that way I could just let them follow me around and pour everything I know into them. Apparently, the only thing they know is Paw Patrol, and that don't benefit me. But I wish I had two young boys that I could mentor around the age of 15, 16, that we had already, that have given up on school. Because I already understand not everybody needs to go all the way to the end. There is so much in me that I want to pour out. I don't have anywhere to pour it. And I don't necessarily know if I have the financial means to employ them, to teach them. But I understand that I owe it to the society and to the universe to mentor men that will come in my wake. How does someone with the talent that you have discover talent, one, and then mentor talent?
Well, I think for me, it's because of the mere fact that most of my interactions are sometimes in the more urban areas. And so there are two persons that I try to mentor. It's a young man and there's a young lady. And it really started with just how they presented themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think presentation is extremely important. And how you show up to somewhere, it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people say that I'm very extra. I don't know if I'm extra or you're just very basic.
Right.
But my thing about it is when I go somewhere, I want you to know that I have arrived. Right. I have arrived.
Yes.
Like my grandma used to say. And so when I walk into a room, I want you to know that I am one, poised. I am a force to be reckoned with. And I will give you exactly what you give me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to present yourself properly. You don't come dragging slippers. You make sure you're presentable. You make sure your hair is properly groomed. You make sure your nails are clean. You speak well. When you shake someone's hand, you look them directly into the eye. And you speak to people and you give them eye contact. Mm. Body language is also very important. And so I try to impart this on the two persons that I speak with more frequently to make sure that they understand. Not only is this important, but manners and respect will take you throughout the world.
You need a passport too.
You need a passport. You definitely must have that.
Manners, respect, and a passport.
Manners, respect, and a passport. Yeah. And I firmly stand on those things. And so I try to impart those things on the two persons that I mentor.
Okay.
And it's really life lessons in some instances. Mm-hmm. And along with a little bit of educational principles. Because whether you believe it or not, if you teach someone, you teach them to teach again. It's like teaching a man to fish.
Mm-hmm.
If you teach a man to fish, he will eat forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only show, you're helping him to fish, He only eaten for that one day.
Right.
So I try to impart that. And in terms of what I'm working on next, anything that's culturally related, anything that's media-driven, public relations. And recently, like I said, on Tuesday, I just received my certification from the University of the West Indies for my project management. So project management is also something that I have now under my belt. So right now, the world is wide open.
You could become all things to all men.
I can. I can do it at tourism. I can do it at culture. I can do it at education, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Works. Our project that we had for our dissertation was to create a gateway into New Providence. And Mrs. Isaacs, who was our professor at the time for the matriculation process, she gave us an actual A on the presentation. And it just goes to show you that if you put your mind to something, mm-hmm. if you want to try something different, because project management is totally different and far-fetched to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that I was able to do, and I was successful at it.
Mm. That's pretty cool stuff. Man, before we go, drop me. I'm Johnson & Johnson. Let's make sure we make this clear. Let's make this clear.
You've been listening to LeVan Miller on 96.9 Guardian Radio.
See that? If I could have done that with my voice, I'd be a millionaire. I'd be a millionaire.
I hope to be a millionaire very soon.
Kennedy, thank you so much for coming.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate you. Anyway, that's my time. I don't hear my music, but I feel like it's coming on in a couple of seconds. That's my time. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm LeVan Miller. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They got the news. That happens now.